Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
So on Friday, of course, we were in Clearwater, as you know. We were broadcasting from Spectrum Field. We had all these great guys from the Phillies on and had a chance to dive into that for a little while. We had heard news while we were there about something that was a real bummer, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it because we were so engrossed in all of what was going on. But the word was that we got is that the Trocadero Theater is closing.
Very sad to hear this. This is one of our favorites.
I love that place.
Yeah.
I've always loved going there. And, yeah, we found out that that they're going to be selling it, or they're going to be shutting it down. I don't know 100% what's going to happen.
I've been looking for clarification on what the plans are for it, if someone's going to come in and try to, you know, revitalize it as a theater, continue with that, or if it's going to become, you know, condos, or I don't know what the hell. But God, Bert Kreischer was just, you know, had a special there. And by the way, it never looked better, the Troc. It looked phenomenal.
Agree. I agree.
Yeah, I just saw a show there a few months ago. You guys remember Scott Rogalski of HQ? He did his comedy show, variety show there. And, you know, sometimes you go to places like this, especially in Philly, and you can tell that they're run down, that they've seen their better days are behind them. I didn't feel that way about the Troc at all.
No. Really? I think it's a dump. It's a total dump. The bathrooms are atrocious. But I don't care. You know, it's like because it's my dump. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. The main room I never felt looked bad, but yes, the bathrooms were crappy.
I suppose compared to the Met or something like that, like it's not, it's not that. But I didn't think it was a dump.
No, I agree, Nick. It's sort of, listen, it was, and I agree with you, Case. It has, that's what the upstairs area, the bar, it had what you wanted it to have. But in the main room, it had sort of a old theatrical feel to it, which I really loved.
Yeah.
So it fit within its. I never considered it dirty. It just had a. It had its. It had character.
Like,
I guess,
even like so the backstage area. So you got to figure, who are you booking here? You want to book like these great artists that are used to having like nicer green rooms now, and so
it's not nice back there.
It's not nice back there, you know. And I'm not saying anything bad about the
Troc. No, I understand what you're saying. I agree with you. I think it is run down. I think it's very run down, and maybe somebody will come in and fix it up and make it a little bit better.
So you both are saying that you celebrate the loss of this revered institution, and in fact, if it could burn down, you'd be happy.
The way that, Casey, you and I were talking maybe on Friday about Finnegan's Wake, and that place was a dump. By the time we were done with St. Patrick's Day broadcast at Finnegan's Wake, it was really run down and pretty much a dump. I guess maybe the way that I look at the Troc is it's not beyond salvageable. Even if it's old and needs some help and needs some, you know, fresh coat of paint or whatever, I look at it as like, all right, it's viable. Is it you know, sparkling brand new as the Met? No, but I don't think that it should be closed.
It's dump eek, as you call
dump
it.
Dump eek.
I'll say this, though. Boy, as long as we've been on, we have some of the best memories at some of the biggest dumps.
Yeah.
If you stop and think about it. Some of the greatest times that we've ever had as a show and just in general have been, I mean, the Troc is full of great events. Also, when the news came out, Preston, I said, it'll always be remembered for us as that one night we almost died because there was a technical malfunction with the season finale of Lost.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We almost died because they almost murdered us.
Yeah, that's when I realized that no matter how much a crowd may love you, they can still turn on you.
Exactly.
They can turn. It does not matter if you have the most devoted fans or followers or whatever it may be in front of you. If something goes sour, they can turn on you. So what had happened is we were watching Lost, and it was, like Steve said, the series finale. So this is, everybody's waited all year. It may have been like in the latter years of the series' life. And we're watching it, and every now and then you would hear this, like this chirp. And we're like, what the hell was that? And it started happening, and it started increasing in
frequency,
how often it came up, and beep, and it started obscuring the dialogue, and you could started hearing rumblings in the crowd, and people started talking, and we're like, oh my God. And then people started walking out. And it turned out it was a cable box problem. It was overheating.
Yeah.
And once we got a fan and literally took a little bitty fan and put it on that box, it finally started calming down a little bit. But three quarters of the audience had left by then.
Yeah.
And they were saying stuff. They were really pissed off at us. And it was before the ease of everything being DVR'd and all that. And it was, oh, my God, I thought we were going to die that
night. It was one of those. Yeah. And you and I are standing behind the sound booth and we're like, what are we going to do?
I know.
There's nothing. We had no sway over what was happening. But there were just a ton of times there. More recently, Preston, the Mark Summers event.
Yep.
Was really fun.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The show was great.
That was there, huh?
That was there,
yeah.
We did the Kill Casey premiere there. Remember?
We did.
Brought me out in a casket and all that.
Yep. We've done a month. We would do month of stunts, and we did one where it was every sort of bizarre, life-threatening thing that Casey could jam into, you know, a month. And that resulted in this DVD that was done that was really good. And the whole presentation there was great. Many parties there.
The first show I ever saw there was back when I worked at WDRE. It was the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Oh, wow.
I went to see it at the Trocadero. And they were, in the 90s, it really was a venue for bands of that type that were kind of breaking out.
Sure.
And maybe were a lot of punk bands play there. I'm sure Marissa went to a gazillion shows there when she was younger because she was definitely a big concert goer.
I am so glad you said this because I don't remember going there until like college time.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it just wasn't in my realm and I didn't know it. But you're saying Squirrel Nut Zippers played there, so I guess a lot of bands that I listen to.
Yeah, and in fact, they rattle off, and there's an article about this, and, you know, just to give you an idea of the wide range of acts that played there, Sonic Youth, Wilco, Nancy Sinatra, Jeff Buckley, Hole, Tom Jones.
Wow.
Pearl Jam played there in 1992.
That scene from Evenflow.
Yeah, he jumps off of the balcony, right?
No, I said Evenflow. Flow, but maybe it's Alive.
I think it was Alive.
It's Alive, yeah.
Yeah. And let's see. Bob Dylan played two shows there
as well.
In 1997. Eddie Vedder joined Foo Fighters as a special guest on the band's first tour in 1995 at the Trocadero as well. So
too much history.
Yeah.
It's like when the Spectrum.
Yeah,
it's going. I mean, great memories, and you feel a sense of loss. You know,
when was it built? This place?
It was built in 1870.
Yeah, it can't go away.
And had been a mainstay of the Philadelphia music scene since the mid 1980s. After operating as a vaudeville and burlesque house for most of the 20th century, the owner Joanna Pang. They tried to get an interview or a comment from her. She hasn't reached out yet. The last booked date there is March 31st, and it is Stabbing Westward.
Wow.
That's a band that would have played there back in the
Westward.
WDRE days. Yeah. So
General Grant saw Nine Inch Nails there, Preston.
Did he? Wow. It opened as the Arch Street Opera House in 1870.
Oh, we have a picture of the front of it. Burlesque theater, it says.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. I hope. Listen, this stuff never goes the way you hope, but it at least label it a landmark or something to acknowledge the history there.
I mean, it's already a historical site.
Then I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, my work is done here, Preston. I'm going to go home now.
It will come back as something else, right? They're not just going to like tear it down or turn it into like. Although that would be a cool ass apartment, you know. But it has to come back as something.
I hope so. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Case.
I was talking with Nick Murphy about this on a dinner on a Saturday night, and you know. We did all of those terrible movie nights there.
Which were great. We did Sabrina, the teenage.
No.
Teen Witch, right?
Teen Witch.
We did Teen Witch. We did Just One of the Guys.
Mm-hmm.
We did another
Mega Shark.
One. No.
Yeah, we did. Did we
do Mega Shark? Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
Okay.
We had a It's Always Sunny screening there.
Uh-huh. That's right.
No, but getting to the horrible movies, I would, you know, I'd love to, like, close it out with one of those free movie nights on. When they do those on Monday nights or something,
I think
like that?
So. Yeah,
I don't know if they
we were doing
do
a series of them.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
We can't let it go without something.
One of my favorite things about the Trocadero is in the men's room upstairs above the urinals were peepholes.
That I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, no.
Yeah, a little peephole. You look in there, and it's a little bitty, almost like a you look out of a hotel door, you know, with a little peephole there, and is a naked lady. Picture of a naked lady. I want that. There were a few of them, and if I can get my hands on one, I would like to have a little piece of the Trocadero. It would be the little peephole naked lady thing.
That's cool.
Because I always found that kind of comforting.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
When you're taking a leak.
When you're taking a leak, exactly. There any other dives at... that are favorites of yours or places that you wish would never have gone under?
I saw some good music at the old Grape Street. I really liked seeing concerts there. And then they've moved at least once, maybe twice.
Oh, they moved a couple times.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah. So, but the one that I remember back in the day in Manayunk was a good place to see. You know what? I don't remember if it was a good place.
It was fun to go there.
I just remember the
your
music
memories.
Was good. Yeah,
yeah. And that's what informs your nostalgia.
Isn't it back there though? Isn't
it
the
is
old
back.
Grape Street the new Grape Street?
Okay. I think it's back at that location, but it was like small and hard to like get up the stairs.
Yeah, you know? All the things you want in a place.
Yeah. Now there was a place in Old City called Sugar Mom's that I thought was just the coolest.
Yeah,
you didn't go there unless you knew where it was because there was there. I mean, it was down an alleyway.
That was the one in the basement, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one where my friend lived in the apartment above, and I stayed in the apartment.
With the elevator?
And the elevator was the loudest. You thought that you were, like, under attack when that elevator moved.
But, and I was surprised that had closed because it was always, it was never not busy. You know what I mean? Like,
well, there's also places that have morphed from what they used to be, and you sort of lost the incarnation of a place. Like, I used to love the old Riverdale Cafe. The building's still there, and it's still, it's Mad River, right?
Mad River, yeah.
Yeah, so, they do a great job. There was, nostalgically, I'll never forget that Riverdale.
By the way, some people are pointing out that they're showing The Big Lebowski tonight.
All right.
Cool. Looking at some other places that are getting texted in, 15 North and Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that place.
That was like...
I saw Love Seed Mama Jump there one
Love
time.
Love Seed Mama Jump.
All of them.
Yeah, all those
them.
Bands.
That was where, and I wasn't there that night, but Bam jumped from... They had an upstairs. We used to go upstairs. Uh-huh. It was $5 to get in, and then it was like 25-cent mixed drinks, 50-cent beers. Why the mixed drinks were cheaper, not really sure. that ended a lot of nights for me, but Bam jumped from that top deck. Or that top floor, you could overlook the stage and the dance floor, and he jumped down to the dance floor one time.
It seems about right.
Seems about right, yeah, but they would have live music every weekend.
Couple of people texting in, there's a rumor that Festival Pier is closing.
Well, they've moved concerts that were scheduled to be there this summer away from there. So Roots Picnic is not going to be there. That's going to be it at the Man. There are no scheduled dates at Festival Pier this summer, but it's not necessarily closing, but it is a rumor.
Okay.
Probably because all of the concerts are moving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't care for the Festival Pier. That's just personal opinion, but I don't like standing out on a flat concrete surface to watch a concert. I mean, to me, it's not that comfortable.
People texting in, I missed the Tin Angel. I saw a show at the Tin Angel one time.
Where was that?
I never made it to the Tin Angel.
Old City.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who else? North Star Bar. Some texts coming in.
You guys ever go to the Five Spot on Bank Street?
Yeah,
saw that come up on the thing. I actually went to a party at the owner of the Five Spot's house, which was an old converted church. It was so wild, man. It was like, they had like roller, I guess maybe they got a hold of old roller skates from an old roller skating rink. So people were roller skating all over the place. There was a trampoline in there, like a swing hanging from the ceiling.
Where was
the
this?
Ceiling. The people who owned the Five Spot had...
It's like Hansel's house in Zoolander.
Yeah, they turned an old church into their home. I think they probably still live there, so I don't want to give away the address.
Right, yeah, house.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just so cool.
Remember those two guys that would come out and roller skate at parties back in the 90s? Yeah, they were probably there.
I do.
Said you know what I'm talking about?
I saw them at Rock Lobster one time.
Yeah.
Was this like an act?
Kind of, two guys, and they would come out and roller skate and do all kinds of tricks and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You know what's funny? I recently saw them. Somebody hired them for a party, and they came out to a party, and they
were in mobility scooters?
No, they weren't. I mean, listen, they're older, but they were doing the same stuff. They were on the dance floor the entire night and doing all their tricks. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
People texting in, the Khyber was another, Khyber
The
Pass.
Khyber,
it's still there.
Is it?
Yeah, because I
don't know.
I just had a burger there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Marissa.
They got good burgers there.
Yeah, the Kyver's a restaurant with really good vegetarian barbecue food, if anybody's curious.
And do they still have music?
No, I don't think there's a stage back there
let
anymore.
Let me ask you something. Do they still got good burgers there?
Did anyone mention Dobbs on South Street?
Not yet, no.
That one. See, I had actually heard a rumor, too, that the North Star was going to be opened by, and I can't remember, but I think the people said that owned the truck, so now I'm really curious.
Dobbs, actually, there are some texts coming in and say Dobbs, and Dobbs was the one that was name-checked by Eddie Vedder. A little place called J.C. Dobbs back in the day.
My biggest regret is not going there with Nick McElwain.
That was the first place they played, I think, in Philly, yeah.
Yeah, and an update. Festival Pier, there was an article in the Sunday paper yesterday. It is done.
Oh, wow.
Festival
no
Pier,
kidding.
I think it's going to be redeveloped.
Okay.
Because that whole area down there is getting some condo buildings and townhomes and such.
Wow. Well, all right, so where are those concerts going to go then?
So there's nothing planned there. Roots Picnic is moved to the Man. Like the Hall & Oates, the Hoagie Fest is taking a hiatus this season.
I love that Hoagie Fest.
I know. It's that same weekend, though, that like Billy Joel and The Who and everyone are playing Citizens Bank, so they're taking a bit of a hiatus. But there has been like a few years of rumors that they may be looking at a plot of land further up towards Fishtown.
Okay.
Live Nation. So, but they will be having some at Great Plaza.
All right.
In that smaller stage where you guys used to have shows.
Yep.
And I saw the Black Keys there.
That amphitheater? That little, I remember seeing the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs there. It was a great show.
Yeah. Here's a few other texts. I'm just going to mention some places that aren't around anymore. Club Iguana in Cherry Hill. Oh,
Club Iguana? Yeah. Well, not familiar.
Well, it was Top Dog, Iguana.
Yes.
We did a mixer there.
I used to host events there all the time. There was a schedule, and there was a motel, literally, right, I think it was part of the club. Huh. So you'd be out in the dance area, and I don't know how those people could even remotely sleep in those rooms. It's just right adjacent to the loud music.
I mean, the building is still there. It's got to be something.
Club Iguana, right on the river.
Shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. I remember seeing Shampoo. I never went in Shampoo. It was by the Electric Factory.
Now,
right?
Did Shampoo have an alternative lifestyle night or a gay night?
Gay night was like Friday nights or something.
That was
like
big,
that.
Yeah.
All right.
No, a lot of glow sticks and stuff there.
A lot of glow sticks.
Yeah. There's a number of texts of places coming in here. The Pontiac.
Is Fat Tuesday still in?
Abilene? I remember that.
I'm sorry. Abilene.
I haven't.
Fat Tuesday's still there.
I've been down south, but
Marissa?
I don't.
Fat Tuesdays is so there, and I keep wanting to bring people over there because you just get those big frozen drinks.
That's what they were famous for for years. They continue to be.
Remember a few years ago, Live Nation tried to open Club Egypt as Soundgarden Hall, and they had like EDM. I saw Tiesto there.
No.
Yes. And
is there anything there right now in that location?
No. I think Soundgarden Hall was the last thing, and now it's just like an office building. I was having a conversation with somebody who worked in that building, and they were like, there are like 22-year-olds that have no idea the history of this building, and this was Egypt.
Where was Egypt? Because I did commercials for it, but I never saw it.
Delaware Avenue Spring Garden, right down the
corner. Right there!
The other side of Delilah's. It's on the,
really?
Yeah, it's on the other side of Delilah's. And in fact, that's the first appearance I ever did in Philadelphia was at Egypt. And that is when I had my personal meeting with Skinny Joey Morlino. And didn't even know it.
Yep.
I met the guy. I guess he was involved in the club financially somehow or another. And the manager, when I was getting paid, introduced me to him. He's like, "Is Joe Morlino is one of our owners or something like that. Hey, how you doing?" And then like a few weeks later, I was at a friend of mine's and the TV was on. And I'm like, "Oh, I met that dude. He was on TV." He's like, "You met Skinny Joey?" Yeah, why? And then I found out. I was like,
"Listen,
oh my God.
Preston, it's Joey. We met at Egypt. There's a favor I'd like you to do for me. Could you do a shout out?"
That was before we even did shout outs. There's some people have forgotten about Fat Tuesday. A lot of people are texting in.
We had... For Y100, we had, we'd always celebrate Fat Tuesday, do a live broadcast. It was as unbelievably loud. It was like what Keenan's is.
Yeah.
In a much more cramped facility.
Coolest thing that ever happened there was when Tiffany came by.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And Mr. Green Jeans was our house band, and Tiffany got up and sang, "I Think We're Alone Now," and killed it.
People were going nuts. It was so loud, awesome. You remember, Preston, we actually had to, on our breaks, take our stretcher headphones out, go outside.
Yeah.
so that we could do our break. And then so Tiffany's like, and we thought, oh, she's going to do one of these things where it's, oh, it's too early to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Got up. It was awesome.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to go to Ryan has comment about the Trocadero. That's where we're talking about these places. The Troc is closing. Hi, Ryan. Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, growing up, it was our CBGBs.
Agreed.
And it was our club that, you know, would do all ages shows, and it was a niche place for me because I grew up on punk and hardcore, so it was like one of the only places that would have bands, touring punk and hardcore bands that you could go see. You could be under 18 or under 21 to go see them.
Yep.
So but also, like a very eclectic stuff, Preston. Remember when we went in, they had the video gamers competition there?
Yeah.
And we go in, that was just, I mean, our eyes were... completely wide. These kids playing these games at super fast speed, but it was wild. They would do stuff like that.
Yeah. It's sad, isn't it, Ryan?
It is.
Yeah, especially if you grew up going to shows there. Thanks for your call, by the way. Yeah, it has a capacity of about 1,200 for general admission shows, played a vital role booking touring bands in the 1990s and 2000s. Tons of punk rock all ages gigs, as he had just said. Frequently happening on Sunday afternoons. And if you go way back, like W.C. Fields and Mae West.
Oh, my God.
They performed right there.
That's so effing cool.
Yeah.
They don't do it that much anymore, though, right?
No. Yeah. Mae West and W.C. Fields?
Nah.
Not years. That I know of lately.
They've gone on to bigger venues, I know.
That's too bad, man. And, I mean, there's still other rooms similar size, you know, the theater of the TLA, Theater of Living Arts, World Cafe Live, Union Transfer. Never been to Union Transfer.
Me neither. I've seen pictures and videos. It looks like a cool venue, but...
And then they name check Keswick Theater, Scottish Rite Auditorium. I've never been to Scottish Rite Auditorium before.
Oh, that's in Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Collingswood.
I think that we have a glut of great places. We really do.
Really?
I mean, I'll hold Philadelphia easily up to any other city as far as performance venues and options. You know, there's just a ton of places. People come down or people come in from out of town and visit with us.
Yeah.
And they, well, what's to do around here? And I'll open up, you know, the guide, and they're like, they freak out.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to have an idea of like what's going on in and around this area, go to Pollstar.com. It's Pollstar.com, and it will do all of the venues and all the. So, I mean, you forget that Wilmington has a couple of decent theaters. Like the Queen, there's another one down there that I'm drawing a blank on.
I got
to
look that up because, you know what, I've some friends of mine, they're always finding cool things that are going on. And you would think in the business that I'm in that I might know of these cool little niche performances and stuff. I never know what
we're too busy
going on.
Well, because, I mean, it's, again, it's the, you got to think of the entire area. And it will, you know, and you can do your search parameters, but you can go out to like the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, and you know, you got some places out near you, Sellersville Theater.
Yep.
Case, you ever go to the First Unitarian Church? Somebody just texted that in. It's in it's actually where I got married, but it's got a great music hall in the basement. It's really intimate. It's loud, and in the summertime, it's hot and sweaty, but it's fan freaking tastic for live music.
You know what else was with the Trocadero? I'm glad somebody texted this in. Tesla, the 5-man acoustic jam. They did their cover of Signs.
That's right.
Was recorded there at the Trocadero.
Oh, really?
That version that you still hear on the radio today. So that's
wasn't the Space People was recorded backstage at the Trocadero, I think.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
It really was. Let me check.
That's another piece of history that I had no idea existed within the hallowed halls at the Trocadero Theater.
Keep going.
In Chinatown. There it is.
No, they don't come from here. These are the Space People.
And you know who opened for them?
Uh-uh.
W.C. Fields.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I like to talk about the Space People.
I do remember one time, though, we did way back when in the Camp Out for Hunger, one of the incentives was for high schools to get a free concert from a band for the largest donation. And one time we had a high school that won, and the band that was going to be performing was Thousand Foot Crutch, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And like 7 people showed up at the show.
Preston, it was
horrible.
It was like a beautiful day.
It was. It was
gorgeous.
It
was a gorgeous day.
And it was nobody like wanted to go see a band they'd never heard of before.
The middle of the afternoon on a weekend or something.
That might have been the last time we had that as an incentive prize.
Yeah.
I think it was.
We'll change it up next year.
Skip it now.
Yeah. I honestly think it was, man. Wow. Well, it's that's sad. I'm that's unfortunate to hear. That's it's a pretty legendary venue, and on a personal note, it's important to me. I've seen a lot of great shows there and had a lot of really good times.
Likewise,
and have been on that stage many, many times. With a microphone and talking to the audience and being up in the balcony and all that stuff. So it was just unfortunate to hear about that. But you never know. Maybe somebody will pick it up.
I hope so.
Revitalize it a little bit and make it into a new hot venue. I also like its location.
It's actually really good. Easy to get to.
Easy to get to.
And there's lots of very iffy parking behind. So
now, I was parked in the garage.
Oh, did you?
Over by the Reading Terminal Market, which is just, I mean, you know, a block and a half down the road.
You know what used to be around the corner from there? Mm-mm. Polyesters.
Oh, yeah.
What was the song that they used to play for that commercial?
I have no idea.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh. Yeah, it's at the very, very beginning of it. There's a little guitar riff at the beginning of that song.
Preston, it goes like this.
Do a little dance.
I like it. Oh, Get Down Tonight?
Isn't it Get Down Tonight?
Get Down Tonight.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that, Kenny?
If it starts? You'll have to find the song. I don't know if it's Get Down Tonight or if it's one or the other, Casey and Sasha.
It starts like this.
Was it always 70s night at Polyester? Or
no, they had different floors,
that's
right?
That's right.
But yes.
Let me try this out.
Yeah. All right.
Let me try this out. Hey, Siri, what song starts with... Let's see what she says. It doesn't even want to answer.
It doesn't? Oh.
He was like, this guy's an
Go
idiot.
To hell. It says, did you accidentally summon me?
Really?
No,
yeah.
I did
that on purpose. Can you find it anything, is. Casey and the All Sunshine right. Band?
Marissa's sending it over. It is Get Down Tonight.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Didn't you do the voiceover for that?
For Polyester?
Yeah.
Dude, I've forgotten how many commercials I've done over the years. I have no idea.
You don't remember every single commercial you've ever done?
Here, she sent it over. It's over. Let's see if this is it. Now, here's what Casey was talking about.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
Anytime that, listen, we should be able to ask Casey for a guitar solo at any time. Yeah. Casey, solo. I'll let it get into it so you, after the part with the solo. I bet you Casey and the Sunshine Band played Trocadero at one time in their career.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah, on the way up or the way down.
Probably on the way down. All right, anyhow, so hopefully this won't come to pass. We'll have to wait and see. But anyhow, you know what, real quick, let me go to call somebody who worked there, okay?
Yeah.
I'll go to Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. So you used to work upstairs at the Troc?
I used to work part-time. I did some of the stuff over the last, 8 years, the afternoon shows, the all ages shows, but my main gig was working for the Skeletor karaoke gung show.
Oh,
the other words. And that was one of the craziest things, watching the guy dressed like Skeletor scream at drunk people about ridiculous songs. It was some of the best times I ever had working there, and I'll miss those memories fondly.
It lends itself. Obviously, it's still open for a little bit to that.
Did you get
any ideas to what might be happening? I doubt you would have, but, you know.
I haven't been there in years, so I actually have no idea what the story is. I was just really sad to hear it because those are some of the best gigs I ever did. Just goofing off with a bunch of fun people and a guy dressed like a supervillain yelling at drunk people. Doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't.
All right, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Well, we'll see what ends up happening. So thanks for sharing the memories. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back in a moment. We're looking at a picture of Skeletor singing...
You know who's in the background?
Singing karaoke. Who is that?
That's our buddy Ned Gaudet. You remember Ned?
Oh, Ned.
Ned used to run the Trocadero. Yeah, he would always take care of everything that we needed.
Ned's a great guy.
Ned is a great guy. Yeah, I don't think he's been with the Troc for a long time, but I really enjoyed working with him. And Steve, that night where everything kind of went awry, Ned was so apologetic as if it were his fault. And
No, it was not. It was a technical error, but Ned was definitely ready to fall on the sword for them.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.